This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtos Trumais, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Ha'oichel Truma Mezid, Mishalem Esa Keren, Ve'einu Mishalem Esa Chaymish. If a non-Kayin ate Truma B'mezid on purpose, deliberately, he need only repay the value of what he stole, but need not add a fifth. Hatashlumin chulin, imrata koin limchol meichel. The produce he gives to replace what he ate does not become truma, and the koin may forgive the debt if he wishes. The previous perek that we learned applies only to truma eaten accidentally. This verse is talking about b'mezid, and therefore the halacha changes. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Pas Kayin Shinisis Liyisrael, Va'acha Kach Ochlo Truma, Mishalemes Esa Keren, Ve'inu Mishalemes Esa Chaymish. If the daughter of a Kayin marries a Yisrael, she is no longer entitled to eat Truma. If she eats Truma, she must repay its value, but she does not add a fifth, since she is still considered a Kohen's daughter in this respect. Umisasa besreifa. If she's an adulterer, she is executed by burning rather than strangulation, which is the usual punishment for this avera. Niseis le'echad mikol ha'pesulin mishalemes keren v'chaymish. However, if she married someone unfit for marriage, such as a mamzer, then Remeir said that she loses her status as a kohen's daughter. If she eats truma, she must repay it with adding a fifth. Umisasa b'chenek divrei Remeir. If she does an aveira with arayas, and like an adulterer, then she's executed by chenek, which is strangulation, according to Remeir. V'chachamim ma'imrim zu v'zu mishalemes esa keren, ve'einu mishalemes esa chaymish, umisasan besreifa. The Chachamim said that she still does not add a fifth, and she is still executed by burning, and that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtos Trumais, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Hamaychel es banav ketanim, ves avodav ben gedolim ben ketanim. Ha'oichel trumas chutz laretz, v'ha'oichel pachas megazayis truma. Mishalem es hakeren, ve'inu mishalem es hachaymish. If a person feeds truma to his minor children or to his slaves regardless of their age, or if he eats truma separated from produce grown outside of Eretz Yisrael in the areas obligated midrabanan or less than a kezias of truma, in all these cases he must repay the value but does not add a fifth. V'hatashlumin chulin imratza koin limchol meichol. The replacement does not become truma, and the kohen may forgive the debt if he wishes. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Zeh haklal, kol ha-mishalim, keren v'chaymish, hatashlumim truma, imratza kohen limchol, einoi mochol. All this follows the general rule that whenever a person must add a fifth, then the produce he gives becomes truma, and the kohen cannot forgive the debt. V'chol ha-mishalem es ha-keren ve'einu mishalem es ha-choymish ha-tashlumin chulin imratza kohen limchol meichol. Whenever he does not have to add a fifth, the produce does not become truma, and the Kohen can forgive the debt. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hei. שתי קופאיס אחס של תרומה ואחס של חולין, שנפלו סו תרומה לתוך אחס מהן, ואין ידוע לאיזה מהן נפלו, הרי אני אומר לתוך של תרומה נפלו. If a person has a box of truma and a box of chulin, and other truma fell into one of the boxes, but he does not know which, he may assume that the truma fell into the truma box, while the chulin remains permitted. Ein yadua ezu hi shel truma ve'ezu he shall chulin, ochal achas mehen, potter. Vahashnia noigba kitruma, vahayeves pachala, divrei remeir. If he has a box of truma and a box of chulin, and he does not know which is which, and he ate one of them, he is exempt from punishment, since maybe he ate the chulin. The remaining box must be treated with the restrictions of truma, since maybe it is truma, but it is also mechuyev, it's obligated to take challah, since maybe it's chulin, which is mechuyev, it's obligated in challah, if it's truma, this is all according to Remeir. Rabbi Yossi Paiter. Rabbi Yossi argued that since it is treated with the restrictions, like as if it's truma, it is exempt from challah, potter from challah. Ochal acher es hashnia potter. If one person ate one box and another person ate the other, they are both exempt from punishment, since we cannot know who ate the real truma. Ochal echad es shtehen, Meshalem keketana shebishtehen. If one person ate both boxes, then he must repay the amount of the smaller box plus 1/5. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Nafla achas mehen l'toich hachulen, eino medamaton vashnia noigba kitruma, v'chayeves b'chala, tiver remeir. If the contents of one of those two boxes fell into chulin, it does not make the mixture forbidden, since perhaps it was the chulin box that fell into the chulin. The remaining box must be treated with the restriction of truma, since maybe it is truma, but it is also obligated in chala, because perhaps it is chulin, which when it's chulin, it's obligated in chala, and this is all according to Remeir. Rabbi Yossi Paiter. Rabbi Yossi argued that since it is treated with the restrictions of truma, it is exempt from chala. Nafla shnia l'makam acher, ein a midamotan. If the contents of the remaining box then fell into a different batch of chulin, it does not make the mixture forbidden, since perhaps it was the real chulin. Naflu shtehen l'makom echad, medamois keketana shebishtehem. If both boxes fell into the same chulin, then the chulin requires 100 times the contents of the smaller box in order that it should remain permitted. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Zora es achas mehen, potter, vahashnia noig ba ketruma, vachayev es bechala divrei remeir. If the contents of one box are planted, the plants that grow from them are exempt from the restriction of truma applied to plants grown from truma seeds. The remaining box must be treated with the restrictions of truma, but it is also obligated in challah according to Reb Meir. For Reb Yaisi Paiter, Reb Yaisi argued that it is exempt from challah. Zora acher sashnia pater. If the contents of the remaining box are also planted, the plants that grow from it are also exempt from challah. Zora echod eshtehen bedavar shezaru kala mutter. If one person planted them both, but they are the kinds of seeds that disintegrate in the earth like barley, they are still both exempt. Ubedavar she'ein zaru kala usser. If they are the kind that do not disintegrate like onions, then the restrictions of truma apply to both. And that is the end of Mishnah Zion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.